What I'm going to show you next is the feminine. And we're going to stick with the singular again. Now, in the feminine, we'll start with agathos. The feminine is agathē, agathēs, agathē, agathēn. All right? Now, Joel, what pattern is that? That's the A declension, eta pattern. Right. Agathē, agathēs, agathē, agathēn. That is A declension, eta pattern. Why not? That's the most common gender in the A declension. All right? These are the endings that agathos has, Eric, in the feminine. So, let's say we want to say a good village. That would be agathē kōme. But, what if we want to say a good truth? That is aletheia. Bits? Is that going to change? No. That's the only ending it's got for the feminine. It works exactly the same way. So now you have agathē aletheia. It's not agathā aletheia. Now, I want you to see something here. I'm going to move over to this board. Agathē, agathēs, agathē, agathēn. By the way, the girl's name Agatha comes from this. Now, if you put down kōme, notice how the endings all match up in terms of how they look, right? Because it's feminine. And it's eta pattern. However, if I do aletheia, these are also feminine. Got to move that accent back because that's a long alpha. Now, the endings will not look the same at all. See? They will not look the same at all. Now look at this. This is what's really interesting. Look what happens with a hybrid like doxa. Here, some of the endings look the same. Others of the endings don't look the same. See, here, the outside ones don't look the same. The inside ones do look the same. What's really interesting is this. What happens when you get to Parthenos, a good virgin? Okay? Bits, what ending do we have here? Parthenos looks like a masculine, right? Well, what is it? It's an O declension feminine. Since it's an O declension feminine, it needs feminine adjective endings. Parthenu. This doesn't look like it at all. See? That doesn't look like it at all. But that's the correct combo. Parthenos needs feminine singular accusative ending, which is agathē. Now, if I switch to the other stem, look what I've got over here, of the dikaya stem. Let's see how that looks. Uh-oh. What's happened here? Bits? What's happened? Alpha pattern. What's the letter in front of the alpha? A iota. Right. So this is similar to what we found with the nouns, and it is this. The adjectives will take an O declension pattern for the masculine. Us, u, o, un. They'll take an A declension pattern for the feminines. All right? But just as women are more complex than men are as creatures, so it is true that the feminines are more complex in this. They will take either the eta or the alpha pattern depending on the stem. Now, they don't switch back and forth. But if you have a stem which ends in a vowel or row, it'll be alpha pattern. And if you have a stem that ends in a consonant other than row, it'll be eta pattern. It's slightly modified, but it's close enough for government work. Right. So, it's not exactly the same rules because of this. There's no, and this is important, no hybrid possibilities. So there will never be this. Just a minute. There will never be the following. Let me move over to this board. You would never see something like this. Agatha, agathēs. See, Eric, remember I said if it begins like doxa, if it begins and this consonant is one other than rho, it goes hybrid. Well, there's no possibility like that because by definition, if this is a consonant other than rho, it's going to be eta pattern. So, that's why you say it's the same rules. It's simplified. It's a Matthew Creedon version, okay? It's a simplified version of the rules because you've left out the hybrid possibility. Consonant other than rho, eta pattern. Vowel or rho, alpha pattern. Right. Efficient. In the real world, this is the real world. We're talking about the Bible. Okay. Yeah, we're talking about the Word of God. All right. So, take a look at the alpha pattern of dikaios. Bits, is the final alpha long or short? Right here. Yeah, right. But is that long? I mean, we know these are long. Is that long or short?
Can't tell.
Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, yeah, it's long.
It's long. It's long. You can tell this from one of two reasons. If it'd be short, there'd be a circumflex here. But more to the point, if it'd be short, the accent'd be out here. Because the masculine form, nominative singular, dikaios, is the form that you key off of for accenting. So the very fact that this has moved back here shows you that that's a long alpha. Now, let me review this point. This is a small point. Creedon need not listen to it. If you are in an alpha pattern on the feminines, The alpha at the end is always long. So it's always going to be dikaya, dikaios, dikaya, dikaion, like that.